Good day, Mike Powers. This is your KWIN Local News. In the race for Georgia State Senate District 53, Republican runoff candidate Lanny Thomas continues to recover following emergency surgery. Meanwhile, Democratic candidate Jack Ziblick has announced he is suspending campaign activities as Thomas recovers. Ziblick says he is pausing phone banking, canvassing, and new campaign efforts, allowing the community to focus on Thomas's recovery. Thomas, who is running in the April 7th runoff election, has indicated he plans to continue his campaign as he recovers. The runoff election remains scheduled for Tuesday, April 7th. A Jackson County man is facing drug-related charges following a traffic stop this week. Police officers say they stopped Aubrey Bearden near Highway 72, where they reportedly found methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia in his vehicle. Bearden was taken into custody, currently being held at the Jackson County Jail on possession charges. A former DeKalb County Board of Education member has been indicted on multiple charges involving a minor. According to court documents, a grand jury indicted Billy Carl Jones in February on four counts of second-degree sexual abuse. Authorities say the charges involve alleged sexual contact with a minor between the ages of 12 and 15. Jones' next scheduled court appearance is April the 30th. In Marion County, Whitwell police have arrested a man following multiple serious charges. Authorities say 39-year-old Jonathan B. Alban of Whitwell was taken into custody late Monday. He's facing charges including carjacking, burglary, aggravated assault on a police officer, and felony reckless endangerment, along with several other offenses. Additional charges include possession of methamphetamine, resisting arrest, and driving on a suspended license. Alban is currently being held with no bond listed at this time. In KWIN Sports, March Madness is upon us. Your Georgia Bulldogs are headed into the NCAA tournament. In fact, tonight, the number 8 seed Bulldogs take on the number 9 seed St. Louis in the first round. Tip-off set for 9:45 tonight. You'll be able to hear it all right here on Classic Hits KWIN. Catch the game on 101.3 FM, 106.1 FM, and 1420 AM, or you can stream it on the KWIN app. That's your KWIN local news update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverday.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Bulldogs, and NASCAR. The hits of a lifetime play here, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.